The debate allowed both candidates to present their strategy for defeating Lee, who was first elected in 2010. Jonathan Swinton, a family therapist from Sandy, says that the Democratic Party can win by putting moderates on the ballot.
I am trying to help Democrats actually win elections statewide here. I'm using an approach that has a chance at actually winning. And I think that there are enough Democrats around the state that appreciate that and see what we're trying to do and support what we're trying to do. You know, it's the same thing we're seeing from candidates like Doug Owens, who has a lot of respect from within the party. I think it certainly would be a mistake for the party to put forward a candidate who is so liberal there's no chance of gaining the support they need to win a statewide election.
Swinton's opponent in the nomination race, Misty Snow of Salt Lake City, says that millennials could turn the tide for Democratic candidates in Utah.
If a majority of millennials were voting in Utah, it would be a completely different politics in Utah. And I think if we are going to get them to the ballots, we already have to generate the excitement, and that's generating that excitement. You have to fight hard for like a $15 an hour minimum wage, making college, you know, state-owned university, like tuition free, make it affordable, make it free if possible. You know, fight to get money out of politics, fight to reform Wall Street, fight to get clean energy so we can clean up our air and fight climate change.
The two candidates will face off in a primary election on June 28th. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.